practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio today to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And also, we realize that this is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, and we want to thank the Lord for the fact that He is the one who has given life to each and every one of us, and we also want to ask the Lord to give us the strength to protect life at all times. So we thank God for the life that He's given to us. Well, let's begin the program this morning with the song that I think most of us know. It's one that's been a favorite of mine for many, many years, entitled Mansion Over the Hilltop.
Satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver. The hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old, and someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. Don't think me poor, deserted or lonely, I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound, I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown.
Isn't it a great thing to take into consideration that those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior have a mansion over the hilltop to look forward to? I thank the Lord for that. And of course, you know, that comes from John chapter 14, where the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to his disciples. And he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And how we can thank the Lord for the fact that God has a specific place prepared for each and every one of us who know him through faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, a dwelling place in heaven that is a perfect place in the land without tears and a time without end. Praise the Lord for that. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio this morning, and I do trust and pray that you are preparing to go to church. This is a good Sunday to attend church. Of course, every Sunday is a good Sunday to attend church, but this is the Sanctity of Life Sunday. We should be celebrating life as God has given it to us. And I realize that after so many, many years, the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. And right now, it is not legal for abortions to be given from the federal government. And we can thank the Lord for that. And I thank the Lord that our Supreme Court stood for life. The fact of the matter is, however, ladies and gentlemen, there are still those who would like to see that abortion continues. And so we must continue to pray and we must continue to fight for life. But I'm thankful for the fact that today we can celebrate life that has been given to us through God and through his great work and through his great creation. As a matter of fact, later on in the program, I'm going to be talking about why Christians should be pro-life. But I would encourage you to go to church today, where many churches across this nation will be celebrating the whole concept of the sanctity of life. And if you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And keep in mind that if we can ever serve you spiritually, we would love to hear from you. You can call us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. You can write to us. Our address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then, of course, you can contact us through our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. And that contact information will be given to you once again at the end of the program. But we truly are delighted to have you there by the radio. And I want to ask you a question this morning, and that is, are you saved? Are you born again? Do you have new life in Jesus Christ? You see, we deal with various subjects here on the radio program every Sunday morning, but our number one concern is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And to do that, it's important to recognize that you're a sinner, as we all are, to recognize that Jesus Christ is the only Savior who went to the cross and suffered and bled and died, and then on the third day, he rose again from the grave, and he did all of that to provide salvation for us. That means to provide a way that we might have the forgiveness of sins and for the way that we might have eternal life. And Jesus Christ did it all. Now, if you cannot find a time in your life when you trusted Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right now, wherever you may be and however you might be listening to this radio broadcast, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you, and he will. Now, to be saved means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And if you today call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you, contact us here at the church. We will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. And for those of you who know the Lord across the radio waves here this morning, I would encourage you to pray for others who are listening to the broadcast who may not know the Lord. Pray that even right now, the Holy Spirit would speak to the hearts of individuals and woo them to him, as it were, that today they may receive Jesus Christ as Savior by trusting him alone for the forgiveness of sins, that they might have eternal life. pray to that end, and then let's watch God work. Well, let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you once again for the great opportunity it is to be gathered around the radio. And as I've just encouraged people to pray for those who may not be saved, who are listening to the program, I want to reiterate that prayer myself. And Lord, if there's even one person who's listening right now, who's not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I pray that your Spirit will convict them of their sin, that today might be the time in which they will reach out to Jesus, as it were, and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Father, we thank you for creating life, and we do thank you for the victory that we have had through the Supreme Court last year over Roe versus Wade. But Lord, I realize that there are still many people who believe in abortion, and I would ask and pray that through the efforts of Christians all across the country today on this Sanctity of Life Sunday, that abortion would become less and less and completely, completely be done away with in time, that people might be content with the life that you've given us all, particularly the life of those who are in the womb. Dear Lord, take the program today and use it for your glory, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a piano solo entitled, I Will Praise Him. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, where the Word of God says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. That's Hebrews chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God. And now before I deliver a message entitled Why Christians Should Be Pro-Life, we're going to listen to a song entitled I Give You Freedom. This song was written by my dear friend who I loved and had a great time of fellowship with down through the years and miss greatly, Dr. Al Smith. Here's the song, I Give You Freedom.
I set the boundaries of the ocean vast, carved out the mountains from the distant past. I molded a man from the miry clay, breathed in him life, but he went astray. I hold the waters in my mighty hands, spread out the heavens with a single span, make all creation tremble at my voice, but my own sons come to me by choice. I own the cattle on a thousand hills, I write the music for the whippoorwill, control the planets with their rocks and rills, but give you freedom to use your own will. Even the oxen know the master storm, and sheep will recognize the shepherd's call. I could demand your love, I own you twice, but only willing love is worth. I own the cattle on a thousand hills, I write the music for the whippoorwill, control the planets with their rocks and rills, but give you freedom to use your own will. I give you freedom. Is it yes or no?
Yes or no?
And what that song is talking about, the fact is that through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the freedom from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence, and how we can thank the Lord for that. And I love that song. And of course, as I said, my dear friend, Dr. Al Smith wrote that many, many years ago. And as I hear that song, I think of Al Smith and the great time of fellowship that he and I had in the things of the Lord down through the years up until the Lord took him home back in 2001. Well, this is Sanctity of Life Sunday. Often we refer to it as the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And all across this country, churches will be emphasizing it today. And therefore, I would encourage you to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church, because I'm certain that good, solid, Bible-believing pastors will be preaching on the sanctity of life. And I rejoice over the fact that Roe versus Wade has been reversed, as it were, by the United States Supreme Court. But that does not mean that people will cease having abortions. They will still try to get abortions here or there. And keep in mind, that the idea of getting an abortion is up to the individual states. So there are many states that still allow abortions. There are many states that I believe, and we must pray, that over a period of time will do away with abortion, that is, make it illegal. But the issue is not what the government does, but what does the Bible say about this idea of abortion, which I fully believe is murder. It is taking the life of an innocent child from the womb of its mother. And so the question is, why should we as Christians be pro-life? And I realize that that is a question that many of you are saying, well, why are you even asking it? Well, I'm asking it for reason number one, because there are Christians out there right now who have had abortions. And there are Christians out there that believe that in certain circumstances, abortion is okay, such as in the case that it might be detrimental to the life of the mother to continue with that pregnancy. Or maybe they say that abortion is okay in the case of rape or incest. But listen to me, dear brother, dear sister, abortion is taking a life. Taking a life is murder, and murder is murder no matter how you write it down. And so when it comes to the concept of abortion, Christians need to be totally pro-life, totally pro-life. And that means to support life in the womb of the mother, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance may be. But why is it that Christians should be pro-life? Well, first of all, simply because of the fact that life is a gift of God. I would believe that that's the most serious reason why we should support pro-life. When you turn back into the Word of God to Genesis and the second chapter, in verse 7, it says this, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Listen to that. There are three reasons right there in that verse alone as to why we as Christians should be pro-life. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Reason number one why we should be pro-life as Christians is because the Lord God formed us out of the dust of the ground. Now, we realize that that's what he did as it related to Adam. And then, of course, later on, he formed Eve from one of the ribs out of Adam. But it still goes back to the fact that the Lord God formed mankind out of the dust of the ground. Think of that. Think of the power of that. God just took some dust and put it together in his hands, as it were, and formed Adam the way that he wanted Adam to be. And when he did that, after forming him in the way that he wanted him to be, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That is, the actual life that Adam received was life that was given to him by God himself. And then after God formed Adam, and after God breathed into Adam the breath of life, Adam became a living soul. That simply teaches us very clearly that life itself is a gift of God. He formed mankind, he breathed into mankind the breath of life, and mankind became a living soul through Adam simply because of the great work of Almighty God. And because of that, life should be protected. Another reason why life should be protected and why Christians should be pro-life is the fact that not only did God form mankind and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, and therefore man became a living soul, but life is made in the image of God. That's a very significant fact to take into consideration. You go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. It says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." You see, that little baby, from the point of conception in the womb of his or her mother, is created in God's image. And so to abort a child, and that is to take that child's life, is to do what mankind can do to erase the image of God through that one person from the face of the earth. And that should never be done. We should do everything that we possibly can to protect life, because life is a gift of God. Life is made, every bit of life is made in the image of Almighty God. And because of that, we need to do everything that we can to stand up for life. Keep in mind, as you study the Word of God, there's a third reason why we should be pro-life, and that is because of the fact that God has plans for every life that has been conceived. We see that, among other places, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, where Jeremiah was being called by God. And notice these words, where God says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." You see, God was saying to Jeremiah, even before I formed you, before you were born, I had a purpose for you to be a prophet for me. Every child that is conceived, God has a purpose for. And when a person aborts that baby, he is scratching out God's purpose for that life on earth. That's a serious thing. Well, yes, indeed, we should be pro-life because life is a gift of God, because life is made in the image of God, and because God has a plan for each life. Let's stand for life. Let's pray that abortions are done away with completely, and that from the point of conception, every life will be protected. I want to thank you so very much for joining me on the radio today. Go to church today. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.